Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 24th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New Living Translation today, and we're going to pick up in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 5. Then we'll go over to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. And because it's the 24th day of February, we'll read from Proverbs 24. First, I'll read from 2 Samuel 11, verses 2 through 5. Late one afternoon, after his midday rest, David got out of bed and was walking on the roof of the palace. As he looked out over the city, he noticed a woman of unusual beauty taking a bath. He sent someone to find out who she was, and he was told, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers to get her, and when she came to the palace, he slept with her. She had just completed the purification rites after having her menstrual period. Then she returned home. Later, when Bathsheba discovered that she was pregnant, she sent David a message saying, "I am pregnant." Before we move on, I just want to make a few comments. King David had it all, anything he could ever want, and yet he wanted more. This is the condition of our hearts often when we are not walking with the Spirit. We lust after physical things. We lust after power. We lust after control. And in the part we didn't read today, David tries to cover up his sins. Instead of fessing up, he covers up because he's been caught in the act. And so he brings Uriah home, and he ultimately ends up killing Uriah, which is sin upon sin, in order to self-protect. It's a really horrible story, and I'm just challenged today to see in it myself. Where are the areas that I'm lusting after power or prestige, or think, "Oh, I need that"? And then also, where in my heart is there lack of repentance and a thinking of, "Oh, let me just cover that up," instead of coming before the Lord, as David eventually does, with a repentant heart? Our second reading today is Matthew 16, 1 through 12. A demand for a sign. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'Today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast.' You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away. The next section is about the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we didn't bring any bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And then this section is called "Peter Declares That Jesus Is the Messiah." When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And from the Proverbs today, Proverbs 24:26, "An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Proverbs 24:26 is a corrective for the passage that we read in 2 Samuel today. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. I think the Lord is reminding us today that we are to be people of upright character and we're called to be honest in our dealings with one another. Also, in the Matthew passage, it's interesting that yeast is a metaphor in Scripture that's used positively and negatively. The kingdom of God is like a little yeast that gets into the dough and it makes the whole batch. And also here, a little yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, their false doctrine, if that infiltrates into your dough, you're in trouble as well. And so, Lord, we just come to you and ask for your wisdom, knowing what doctrine, what mindsets, what attitudes are seeping into our hearts that are not from you. It is Missions Monday, and so as we pray together today, we want to be praying for Empower Ministries. Empower Ministries provides opportunities for people to break the cycle of poverty through education and health services. And some of their services include GED classes and also free primary care clinics for those who do not have insurance. Will you pray with me? Father, as we pray back through the passages first, I just want to confess to you our lust for power, our lust over physical things, our lust for control. And I ask, Lord, that you would reveal to us, as Nathan tomorrow is going to reveal to David, our sin, and that you would help us to be a people of upright character who are honest with ourselves and honest with others. I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't allow attitudes and false doctrines and different prejudices to enter into our fellowship, into our lives as believers. We thank you, Lord, for Peter's confession. We too confess with him that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We pray alongside our partner in ministry today, Empower Ministries. We thank you for their GED classes. We thank you for our partners here, our church members who go and teach math, teach other courses, who provide meals for the people at Empower. We pray your blessings on this ministry. We also pray for those who are under the care of the doctors and nurses there. We pray, Lord, thanking you for all those who are professionals who give their time and talents for your kingdom. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them in this year, that you would bless them financially and spiritually, and all of their workers and volunteers emotionally and socially. And we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have renewed to commit ourselves to you. Help us, Lord, to outdo one another in love today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.